as I had figured. It had taken her and Elizabeth till dark to get the wood dragged up and the fire to going around the dead cow. Then they'd mounted old Jumper and headed for home. They'd been without water all this time and were thirsty. When they came to the crossing of Birdsong Creek, they dismounted to get a drink, and while they were lying down drinking, the wolf came. He was right on them before they knew it. Mama happened to look up and see the dark hulk of him coming bounding toward them across a little clearing. He was snarling as he came, and Mama barely had time to come to her feet and grab up a dead pole before he sprang. She whacked him hard across the head, knocking him to the ground. Then Old Yeller was there, tying into him. Mama and Elizabeth got back on Jumper and tore out for the house. Right after them came the wolf, as if he had his mind fixed on catching them and nothing else. But Old Yeller fought him too hard and too fast. Yeller wasn't big and strong enough to stop him, but he kept them slowed down and fought away from Jumper and Mama and Elizabeth. I shuddered at the thought of what could have happened without Old Yeller. Mama waited a little bit. Then she said in a quiet voice, "It was a good thing for us, son, but it wasn't good for Old Yeller." The way she said that gave me a cold feeling in the pit of my stomach. "What do you mean?" I said. "Old Yeller's all right. He can't be badly hurt." Then it hit me what Mama was getting at. "But Mama," I cried out, "Old Yeller just saved your life. He saved my life. He saved little Arliss's life. We can't." Mama got up and put her arms across my shoulder again. "I know, son," she said, "but he's been bitten by a mad wolf." I started off into the blackness of the night, while my mind wheeled and darted this way and that, like a scared rat trying to find its way out of a trap.
"But Mama," I said, "we don't know for certain. We can wait and see. We could tie him or shut him up in the corn crib or someplace till we know for sure."
Mama broke down and went crying then. She put her head on my shoulder and held me so tight that she nearly choked off my breath. "We can't take a chance, son," she sobbed. "It would be you or me or little Arliss or Elizabeth next. I'll shoot him if you can't, but we've got to do it. We just can't take the chance." It became clear to me then that Mama was right. We couldn't take the risk. And from everything I had heard, I knew that there was very little chance of Old Yeller escaping the sickness. It was going to kill something inside me to do it, but I knew then that I had to shoot my big Yeller dog. Once I knew for sure that I had to do it, I don't think I really felt anything. I was just numb all over, like a dead man walking. Quickly, I left Mama and went to stand in the light of the burning bare grass. I reloaded my gun and called Old Yeller back from the house. I stuck the muzzle of the gun against his head and pulled the trigger.